Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
If Legalist had arrived on another day in another year, it might have slipped under the radar, but it didn't. It arrived just as Gawker went belly up. Unveiled last week at a startup launch day in Silicon Valley, Legalist is an online service that invests in lawsuits it has no connection to. Other startups go even further, letting individuals put in their own money to invest in lawsuits. Provided you meet certain requirements, you too can help fund a suit and get a cut of the winnings, if there are winnings to be had. That seems straightforward enough, but the tech press went a bit berserk over the arrival of this new service, and that's because of Gawker. The news and gossip site quit publishing stories last week after losing a high-profile invasion of privacy suit bankrolled by billionaire Silicon Valley venture capitalist Peter Thiel. If Thiel could take down Gawker as a personal vendetta, the voices said, couldn't Legalist do much the same? But let's not get ahead of ourselves. With Peter Thiel, the point is that he's so rich and so powerful he doesn't need Legalist. And, well, the idea behind using tech to invest in lawsuits is not new. LexShares, TrialFunder, and Mighty have been around since 2014 and offer similar services. These services don't exactly exist to help mega-millionaires exert their power on lawsuits of their choosing. LexShares, TrialFunder, and Mighty allow investors with much smaller bank accounts to participate in the lesser-known industry of litigation finance. Legalist does its own funding, but the aims are similar. They provide plaintiffs with broader and more competitive ways of funding a lawsuit. They create a new middle market for litigation finance. They feed cases worth around $200,000 or so, bigger than a simple personal injury claim, but too small to receive funding from a big litigation finance firm. Until recently, says Maya Steinitz, a professor of law at the University of Iowa who studies litigation finance, this market didn't exist. Steinitz likes the idea, but she does point out that, like any utility, these services can be abused. And because they're new, it's only natural they would make people uncomfortable, including tech journalists. It's not home mortgages, it's not real estate, it's not cars or car loans, it's the justice system, Steinitz says. For all these reasons, she adds, they certainly deserve scrutiny. Enter the internet. Deep-pocketed investors, including investment banks, insurance companies, and hedge funds, have long invested in big lawsuits. But in bringing this idea to the internet, startups are very much changing the dynamic. In 2014, Mighty launched an online marketplace designed to pair funders with personal injury claimants. LexShares targets commercial cases that seek about $100,000 to $1 million in funding. TrialFunder deals with cases even smaller in scale, providing several thousand dollars in funding to lawyers or directly to plaintiffs. Now, Legalist is expanding this trend, taking on business tort cases that require between $50,000 and $500,000 in funding. Typically, these services use proprietary algorithms to evaluate the merits of lawsuits and judge their potential as an investment opportunity. Legalist funds its own cases. But for the other startups, so long as a case meets their requirements, they put a detail online and invite the investments, listing things like plaintiffs and defendants, judges and lawyers, jurisdictions and damages sought. Anyone can invest as long as they meet the investor accreditation requirements laid down by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. If they've made more than $200,000 annually for the past 2 years or have a net worth of $1 million. This is a familiar yarn in the tech world. Take a niche activity, put it online, and let anyone play. In this case, the opportunity is pretty big. In 2013, according to the entrenched litigation financer Gerchen Keller Capital, the U.S. litigation market spanned more than $200 billion. But online litigation financing is by no means a slam dunk. Mighty has already pivoted, transforming itself into a company that provides software to litigation financers. The social question. Okay. But in choosing lawsuits for their services, do these companies make decisions based on the social merits of a case? Are they making judgments of justice? Not really, their founders say. They insist they just judge cases on their financial merits. We're not specifically looking for cases with social impact, says trial funder CEO Anush Hakimi, but it can be a side benefit. Certainly, social change is often part of litigation finance. In the 1960s, this happened all the time. So many organizations backed legal battles for minorities and women and others who lacked political and financial clout, with funds coming primarily from donations. But these internet services aren't really set up for stuff like this. Expanding this niche industry to more players, Steinitz says, does mean more potential for abuse. But there are safeguards in the system to prevent this. The Gawker case was something different. It was an outlier in the world of litigation finance, says Bradley Wendell, a law professor at Cornell University. It doesn't make financial sense for a company like Legalist to go after Gawker just for the sake of going after Gawker. Legalist, LexShares, and TrialFunder have a fiduciary obligation to shareholders. They can't waste money on personal vendettas, unlike Peter Thiel. This article was written by Davey Abba.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.